And now your letters. Listener Ilan Danziger wrote in praise of our recent conversation with the Israeli and Lebanese writers A.B. Yehoshua and Elias Khoury. Mr. Danziger said the interview left him trembling. Emotions are usually neatly framed and neutralized on NPR, he wrote. They were naked here, and one perceived the moral clarity of each man. On another literary topic, we regret failing to identify Anthony Chambers as the translator of A Swallow's Nest by Japanese writer Miyamoto Teru. Mr. Chambers asked in his email to us, "Would you broadcast a Chopin etude without identifying the pianist? Until everyone learns Japanese and every other language in the world, we'll all be dependent on translators, and we should get some recognition." Listener Celia Allen took objection to the phrase Islamic terror attacks in our report on Muslim clerics in Europe. Ms. Allen wrote, "There is nothing Islamic about terror. Anybody who really understands Islam, and I don't mean bin Laden and those of his ilk, knows that it is absolutely haram, i.e. forbidden to kill civilians." She adds, "Of course there are terrorists of other faiths, but why don't we ever hear of Jewish terror, Christian terror, Hindu terror, and the like?" Lots of you took issue with New York Times ethicist Randy Cohen after he advised a listener that paying a child's college tuition does not entitle a parent to see his or her grades. Dave Lego of Suffolk, Virginia wrote, "If a person obtains money in terms of a grant or loan for activities they wish to pursue, then the lender-grantor has every right to be informed of the status of those activities. Just because the agreement is between a parent and child does not absolve that right." Sally La Liberté of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, agreed. Kids have the right to have parents that care and love them enough to help them when they stumble, reviewing how they're doing in school and making decisions along the way about where, when, and how they'll be educated is part of that right. Many of you wrote in to say how much you enjoyed my conversation about reed-making with Liang Wang, principal oboe of the New York Philharmonic. We did get a correction, though. The metal tube on the cork base that fits into the oboe is a staple, not a stable. And finally, listener Eric Stott of Albany, New York, noted an omission in our appreciation of the late British composer Malcolm Arnold. We failed to mention Arnold's A Grand Grand Festival Overture, scored for symphony orchestra, three vacuum cleaners, and an electric floor polisher. We now complete our homage to Sir Malcolm. If you'd like to write to us, go to our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us and select Weekend, All Things Considered.